Well, a young Belgian couple who created a unique piece of art during their time in New Zealand are now looking for a new home for it. Eugenie Koch and Arthur Booms converted a truck into a travelling art space during the pandemic, driving it 36,000 kilometres around the country and showcasing over 100 Kiwi artists along the way. For the last 3 years, the Nomadic Art Gallery truck has been exhibited at the Connell Sculpture Park on Waiheke Island, and the pair have moved back to Belgium, where they've been bringing the work of New Zealand artists to European audiences. But time and Auckland's weather has not been kind to the truck, and the pair are seeking a permanent home for it. They're with us. Hi, G. Hi, Arthur. Welcome for your time.
Hi, Catherine. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, yeah.
It's quite special to know that you are still, that you are already tomorrow. We are yesterday in Belgium. It's 10 p.m. So it's fantastic to be able to share our story and our mission for the Nomadic Art Gallery track.
We always get to time travel in New Zealand, don't we? Let's go back to the story of you coming to New Zealand and the genesis of the track and then the gallery. How did it all happen?
Yes, so to explain the story, we need to go back to 2019 when both Arthur and I decided to bring our two passions together, art and travel. We were just done with our studies, and we wanted to merge those two passions together, go to a country we didn't know, and New Zealand quite quickly became an evidence because the country is not that big, so we could quite easily travel the whole country, get to meet with artists, and also we didn't know the art scene at all, so for us it was quite interesting to be able to discover this art scene with fresh eyes, without any preconception about what is good art or not. So we arrived in New Zealand, made a crowdfunding campaign through Boosted, two crowdfunding campaigns actually, hit the funding, converted the truck into a very small art gallery in which we would also be sleeping. And so then the whole story started. We exhibited a lot of artists. 16 exhibitions took place inside the truck, and we also transformed this truck into a public artwork.
Wonderful. I think you both had law degrees at home before coming on this adventure. I don't know if you know, you probably did know, that it's a great New Zealand tradition to name a vehicle, and particularly a van. What is the make and model? And is there a name for the van?
So the van, it is quite straightforward. It is called the Nomadic Art Gallery Truck, just because of its nomadic roots, its nomadic mission. So that's really its name. It's it has become quite a famous truck as well, quite iconic. So yeah, it's the Nomadic Art Gallery Truck, which is also the name of our gallery today in Belgium.
I can't work out what make and model of van it is, though. I would normally recognise those. But anyway, picture on the website, listeners, if you're interested. So you began this adventure. How much was inside, Arthur? Was there, you've used it to display art. What was the challenge of getting it just right to be a mobile gallery?
Yeah, it was definitely an old vehicle when we started. It had 193,000 kilometers, and the inside was quite rotten. There was a lot of garbage inside. It was not insulated. So, like, you have a great tradition in New Zealand of building camper vans. So we managed to to invest some time and a lot of effort in converting it. And yeah, we build our way, introduce some flooring, insulation, painted the walls, and we all got it ready. But it was a process, a long process of a couple of months.
The lighting, very important in galleries. And again, go to the website, listeners, if you want to see what they achieved here with the conversion of the van. Lighting, very important. Let's talk about the art. How did you engage with artists and how did they come to exhibit in the Nomadic Art Gallery?
So yeah, there were like artists were involved in three ways in our project. First of all, we would have like the exhibitions in the different cities throughout New Zealand, the major cities. We would hold exhibitions and we would select certain artists to participate around a certain theme. And on the second hand, we also had the outside of the truck, in which 106 artists participated and left their visual mark on the outside of the truck. So as we sort of went our way through the country, the outside of the truck got more and more noticed.
Decorated, indeed. Was turned into a living artwork. There's a fairly stunning looking throw over the front seat here in the image I've got as well. It looks like you've got art wherever you can put it in this vehicle.
Yeah, that was really, really the idea that it became sort of a relational art object, that it represented a synthesis of sort of different like intellectual, social and artistic energies that have come together to shape what could have been a collective memory of New Zealand's visual culture at that time, at that certain time in history, because also with the COVID, it sort of reinforced, it strengthened our project in unexpected ways, because most of the galleries at that time were shut down. So at some times we were the only gallery open for the public.
Extraordinary. 36,000 kilometres travelled. Tell us something of the experiences you had on the road and bringing this art to people. Yeah.
Now can I, because Eugenie, a couple of days ago, and we can say that on air, she managed to get her driver's license. And at the time, she didn't have a driver's license, to be honest. So I took all the kilometers up by myself. So that was quite a... We had some arguments on the road, but yeah, New Zealand is so stunning. We miss it a lot. The roads were fantastic. We still think about New Zealand and what we did almost every day.
And the connections that you had with 106 artists who contributed to it, what was that like as an experience?
That was actually probably the most incredible experience of our project, because we got in touch with all those artists on a very mostly quite intimate manner. So we would because the truck was our home, we would often go and have dinner with artists at their house. Many of them would also host us. So we would really become, wouldn't have this specific gallery artist relationship, would really become a very deep connection, friendship. And today we're still deeply in touch with many artists that have contributed to our project. And that is also why we really think this is very important, not only for us, but also for all of them that have contributed to this project. To make sure that the truck finds its new home.
Okay, so it was a permanent sculpture at O'Connell's Bay on Waiheke Island. However, has it been suffering somewhat? And why? And what do you want to happen? What are you seeking from people who might be interested?
So yeah, it was on loan to the O'Connell's Bay Sculpture Park in Waiheke, but because of like the elements, the weather. The outside of the truck is slowly starting to fade. It's not already sort of happened, but if we leave it outside for a couple of more years, everything will start to rust. The outside will slowly disappear. So we can't let that happen. So we're sort of looking for a place indoors. First of all, we want it to be preserved for generations to come, and secondly also that people can come and visit it in certain areas in New Zealand or like a specific area, but because Waiheke Island is quite secluded. So yeah, we really want to find maybe an institution, a private collector, or an airport. Like we were open to any sort of proposal. We have already received a couple of proposals, but yeah,
So
we
how do
really
people get
want
in
to.
touch?
People get in touch through our website, thenomadicartgallery.org, and they can then get in touch by email, which is found on the website. But our email is quite easy. It's nomads@thenomadicartgallery.com. All through Instagram, that's also a way, but I think on the website you can really find all the information about the truck, about our story, about the artists that who participated. So I guess easiest is through our website.
And there's a link
By
up,
Instagram.
there's a link up, listeners, on the web page. You can see some of this wonderful art that's been part of this project by going to that link. Have you both kept up championing the work of Kiwi artists since returning to Europe?
Yeah, so the first thing we did when coming back from New Zealand, we sort of got our heads together and we looked for a space. First of all, we got a really big space in Leuven now in Ghent, and we just continued sort of that relationship with several artists, and we continued to show their work in Europe and participate in several art fairs. We would like to show artists on a more regular basis, but the logistics between New Zealand and Belgium are not always the easiest. So yeah, we keep continuing this path on sort of building a bridge between the two different continents and introducing Europe into
New Zealand art into Europe.
Yeah,
Yeah,
into a
wonderful.
magnificent
Wonderful. Lovely to
country.
talk. Thank you very much. That is Arthur Burns there and Ji Kosh. And if you want to have a look at that webpage, there's a link straight through on our website.